Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello everyone. Welcome again. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, April 15th, 2013. As always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. A big thank you to all of you who attended the Power of Follow-Up teleclass last Wednesday. I had some great feedback from participants, and of course, if you didn't get a chance to participate, don't worry, because I'll be repeating this Must Attend teleclass next month on Thursday, May 9th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll let you know a little bit more about that later. A hot topic all this month, of course, has been Dare to Dream. That's right. It's time to stop saying what we're going to do and start taking action on our dreams and our goals. That's so very, very important. You know, so many times I've heard a lot of friends, a lot of family members, a lot of clients, associates in general, talk a lot about what they're going to do one day. And most common is the talk about what I'm going to do when I retire. And, of course, sometimes a lot of the people who talk about that never get to that retirement stage. Their lives will pass before that time frame. And so I'm a person that truly believes in living in the now and daring to dream now instead of waiting for some foreseen date and working hard all your life and then for a little bit of vacation or a little bit of daring to dream. How about daring to dream fully in your life now, which is so very, very important? So that's what this month is all about. It is literally all about you taking off the blinders, putting all of the fear and procrastination behind you. It is about daring to dream. And I know some of you out there are saying, well, you know, Trina, I've already started my business. Well, that may be the case. But it still doesn't mean that you don't have other things that you want to pursue in life, things that you want to do. I was just talking with an associate just the other day, and she was sharing with me that she wanted to travel to Italy. And I was sharing with her that I, too, want to travel to Europe. As a matter of fact, many of you who love traveling may want to look up the website. I believe it's called VikingRiverCruises.com. Again, Viking, V-I-K-I-N-G, VikingRiverCruises.com. Just an incredible, incredible cruises that are known in Europe and Asia. And they basically travel the riverways instead of the actual ocean throughout Europe, and just some incredible tours. And that is one thing that I have on my plate that I would like to do sooner than later. So it is all about doing it now, and it's not about waiting to some unforeseen time and just continuing to dream instead of taking those dreams and putting them into action. So today I'm very happy that we have a special featured guest that you'll hear of just a little bit, jazz R&B singer Joanne Smith, who will be sharing with us how she pursued her passion for singing. We'll also be discussing a little bit later on the truth about procrastination and fear, and I'm going to share with you five truths that I have experienced and I know, and other women have verified that they have experienced the same thing, and perhaps you'll be able to find that these truths are in common with yourself as well. Also coming up, we'll be talking about happenings at Women About Biz. And in addition to that, we'll be ending the show with our inspiration and our affirmation for the week. So now is just such a good time for you to click over on another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member, someone that you know needs motivation, they need inspiration, they need encouragement. Perhaps they've been sharing with you that they're not satisfied with where they are and they're trying to make it happen in their lives. Have them to dial into the show now, 347-637-2589. Again, for those of you with pens in hand, go ahead and write this number down, 347-637-2589. Just flash over, have them to dial into the show, and let them know that Successful Woman Radio is on the air, and we are definitely going to provide them with some information today that they're going to be able to put to use. And again, we have our featured guest, jazz and R&B singer Joanne Smith, who's going to be sharing with us how she pursued her passion for singing in just a little bit. Also, for those of you that are listening online, know that you can hear Successful Woman Radio live from the comfort of your desktop, laptop, smartphone devices by simply going to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Again, you can listen online from the comfort of your desktop, laptop, or smartphone devices by going to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Well, it is that time at the top of the hour where I ask you a very, very important question, and that is, have you given yourself the 1 hour gift yet? Now, for those of you that are new to the show, you might be wondering, well, what is the 1 hour gift? Well, the 1 hour gift is where you take at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. And in doing that, I have five important questions that you really should ask yourself that's going to help you get focused and get some clarity on what you're trying to do for each day. Here's question number one. What results would I like to see in my life and in my business today? Now, this is a very important question. This is the foundation question of all the questions that I recommend that you ask yourself. Because if you have kind of like a blank stare, this means that you just need to get in touch with you, that you're not clear on what it is that you want out of life. And, of course, you really need to start with writing out your vision and your life goals. You need to know what it is that you want to experience out of your life. And if you're not used to visioning, just really ask yourself the question, what is it that I would like to experience within my life or my business within this next 6 months? Question number two, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? Again, as I have always said, this is a simple task. This is something that people consider very easy to do, but you would not believe the amount of business women and women in general out there that are not looking at their calendar or schedule every day. Some have admitted to me that they have gone months without looking at their calendar. So this is something that you need to build a good habit of doing, and you need to do it at least 3 times daily, morning, late afternoon, and early evening. This will allow you the opportunity to prevent things from falling through the cracks and to rearrange your schedule with some comfort level if you need to. Here's question number three. Are my business activities that are on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? We're really getting to the nitty-gritty right now because, you see, you can have a schedule that's just packed. I mean, you can have it nicely highlighted with all types of color markers or different colors. And, oh, it looks so busy, and you're so proud of this schedule that just has a ton of stuff to do. But I'm here to let you know, ladies, if all of those activities that you have on your schedule are not contributing to your life vision, not contributing to what it is that you need to get done for the day, for the week, for the month, then guess what? It is moot point. It doesn't make a difference. You are still going to end up on the road of not getting things done. So you need to make sure that the activities you put in your calendar are actually to-do items that are supporting what it is that you want out of life. You know, as a side note, I just want to say right here now that I think this very question, the topic of this question, is why a lot of women are not accomplishing their goals and are not happy. For whatever reason, we continue to put other things, other people in front of ourselves, and we take the back seat, and then we wonder why we are not accomplishing our dreams and our goals. I am a firm believer that we do have to love ourselves first, that we do have to take care of ourselves. We have to nurture ourselves oftentimes before we can properly love others. I'm not saying that we can't love others if we don't love ourselves, but we aren't loving them in the right way. You see, we have to love ourselves first, because once we do that, then we free ourselves to purely love another individual without jealousy, without envy, without strife, without all of those things that tend to clog our little human minds up and cause us to have issues. So we really need to be careful with that one, okay? So ladies, make sure that you have activities that are contributing, again, to your purpose. Number four, who do I need to follow up with today? Who do I need to follow up with today? Well, I've had people to tell me, you know, in sessions, Trina, I don't really have anybody to follow up with today because I haven't had any business. And I look at them and I say, are you for real? Look, ladies, even if you don't have any clients, even if you don't have anything booked in your calendar, you definitely, if you are a savvy businesswoman, you definitely should have some follow-up items in your calendar, because you should be responsible for calling at least 3 to 5 new contacts, new venues, people that you have not met yet, to let them know who you are, what you do, what you're all about. The Power of Follow-Up, which is a workshop that I recently did, it is all about understanding that follow-up is in the hands of the beholder. You are responsible for following up and for taking the initial steps, the middle steps, and the end steps in connecting with other people. And if we all thought that way, we would really be doing a lot better in our daily activities. So trust me. When you ask yourself this question, and again, if you have a blank answer and you really don't know, this just simply means you need to go back to the drawing board and reevaluate how you're actually communicating and connecting with people that you already have in your database, in your contact list, in your social network. And last but not least, number 5, what results have I seen in my marketing? This is a huge question for business owners, and of course, we all know by now as business owners that marketing is the cornerstone. It is the pillar, the foundation of business itself. And so if you don't have a good marketing strategy, or if it's not working for you, then when you answer this question, you might find yourself saying, I haven't had any results, or I have had poor results. If that is the case, it simply means that you need to revamp, you need to change your marketing strategy, you need to evaluate and work with a business consultant, a marketing consultant to help you, okay, come up with an effective strategy. If you are having good results, you feel that you're having good results, then what you need to do is you need to beef up, you need to gear up on what is working, and you need to figure out more effective ways to spread the news on all of the things that you have going on. So there you have it, ladies, the 5 questions to ask yourself daily. This is all a part of giving yourself the 1-hour gift. Now, I ask these questions of you each and every Monday. These are questions that I will continue to do. And some people might say, well, why is she repeating those questions? She said that last Monday. Well, here's the thing. Repetition is power. The more it buries itself into our subconscious mind, the more we embrace and wrap our thoughts around these questions, and the more we embrace the power that these questions have, and the more we can help ourselves. And so that's why I ask these questions every single Monday and encourage you to. You can find these questions on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website simply by going to the top gray menu bar and clicking on show notes /affirmations. And from there, if you scroll down somewhere midway in the screen, you will find these 5 questions that you can ask yourself daily. It is 12:14 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and I want to thank you for tuning in. If we have any new listeners, we want to welcome you to the show, and we also want to encourage you to make sure you mark your calendars every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time. I want to give a big shout out for all of those who are at the Women About Biz and have joined our social community. I want to thank you. And I want to just call out a few names because you guys have really been hitting the waves on the social network. I want to thank Kathy Groder. Kathy is with Rodan and Fields, dermatological products. I want to thank Cindy Coleman, who has these beautiful aprons. And so, of course, if you are really into cooking and hosting and entertaining, then you definitely got to check out Cindy's custom aprons. I also want to give a big shout-out to Patricia Hartsfield. And I want to give a big shout-out to Siobhan Goodwin, who is with Organo Gold. And I want to give a big shout-out to Tanisha and, of course, our longtime member, Betty Scott. I want to thank all of you for just getting on the social network and for literally just helping to keep the social network live and active and connecting with other women, because that's what it's all about. Recently, I put a question out to the social network, and again, I give a shout-out to Cynthia, who answered the question, and I put out there some information about what women really think about, you know, success and what's going on in the minds of women and daring to dream. And so some people did respond to that. And so if you want to read some of the responses, go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.com and click on community in the top red menu bar. If you're not a member of Women About Biz, we have a wonderful free bronze membership that you'll be able to take advantage of. And to join with that, simply go to womenaboutbiz.com/my-community. Again, that's womenaboutbiz.com/my-community, and you'll be able to join and become a bronze member right from that page. It's 12:17 after the hour, and again, I want to thank you for being on the Successful Woman Radio Show. At this time, I am just so excited to introduce to you and let you guys know about our featured guest today. I want to just preempt and just let you know how I came across this wonderful lady. As you guys who are longtime listeners might remember, we've had Donna Satchel, who is the author of Just Get Serious, on the show maybe two or three times. And Donna is a motivational speaker. Her book, Just Get Serious, is just so wonderful because it talks about pursuing your passion and just pushing through to do the things that you want in life. And one of the people that Donna mentioned during the show was Joanne Smith, and she shared how Joanne pushed through in her life and is an accomplished singer. And so that is how I first learned about Joanne. And then, of course, I read about Joanne and Donna's book. And, of course, some of you may have listened to the interview that Donna did with Joanne as well. So I'm very excited to have Joanne on the show today. So at this time, I'd like to read you Joanne's bio. Joanne Smith is a versatile vocalist and entertainer with a passion for jazz that can also rock the room with core-reaching rhythm and blues, scorching pop, and boots-scootin' country and western. The Joanne Smith Experience is a sweet melding of the voice that is backed by a personally picked three-piece band of some of Hotlanta's finest musicians. Joanne's musical inflections began with growing up slightly north of musically drenched New Orleans. Her move to Dallas offered the chance to spread her musical wings. Party people congested Dallas' hottest nightclubs, Sambuca, Strictly Taboo, Tim Ballard, and Club Memphis, to name a few, to be there for Joanne's dynamic performances. Joanne was a featured artist at K107FM Jazz Brunch Series, the annual Blues Festival's March of Dimes Walk America Walkathon, the Southend Corporation Special Occasions, and other special events. Dallas also filled Joanne's dream to be mentored by a celebrity artist. She auditioned and gained a spot as a tailor-made singer traveling for over a year to many U.S. cities in Canada and settings from nightclubs to civic auditoriums for rhythm and blues artist Johnny Taylor. Joanne has opened for the great Norman Conners, the Staples Singers, and Pieces of a Dream. She has a substantial Atlanta following. She has performed at Georgia Aquarium's Jazz Journey, Centennial Olympic Park, the High Museum, Sweet George's Juke Joint, the Capital City Club, Villa Christina's Wine Down Wednesdays, Michonne's, 201 Cortland, and many more. Joanne has also performed at numerous special occasions and corporate events such as Chocolate, a charity event that benefits the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation at the Coca-Cola Company, and the March of Dimes. We can expect Joanne's CD entitled It's Like That very soon. Musical production performances has included The Wiz, The Sound of Music, Call Me Madam, Damn Yankees, Mime and Pantomime, Mime and Music, and other musical performances. The Slaughter of the Innocent and an extra in the award winning places in The Heart starring Sally Fields and Danny Glover. Wow, I am just so excited to you, ladies, to present Joanne Smith. Joanne, are you with us?
I am, Trina. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you so much for honoring me and the show and being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Boy, I tell you, I was listening to you read that bio, and I was like, now who is that person again?
It's you,
thank you so
of
much,
course.
Honey.
How wonderful.
Yeah, it's me.
Definitely. Well, let's go ahead and get started. And I've got you coming through a little bit low in volume, so make sure that you're close up to your headset or your phone receiver. And let's get started because I know that our listening audience is excited to learn and hear about all of the wonderful things that you are doing. Again, I just want to give a big shout out and thank you to Donna Satchel, who I first learned about you through. And I just want to thank her for introducing us. Now, Joanne, how long have you known, first of all, about your passion for singing?
Well, you know, Trina, as a kid, I really enjoyed singing and dancing and just kind of clowning around. But this is a true story. It really happened for me in the first grade, believe it or not. We did a play of Mother Goose nursery rhymes. And I was supposed to play Little Jack Horner, you know, who sat in the corner. Mm-hmm. I had no lines, nothing to sing. And my classmate, her name was Renee LeBeau, I still remember, she got to play Mother Goose. And so I was constantly getting in trouble for singing all of the nursery rhymes, which was her job. But The night of the play, Renee lost her voice. So Ms. Burkhalter said, Joanne, you know all of the songs. I'm going to need you to play Mother Goose. And that was it. The applause, just the applause alone, was enough to let me know that I think I like this. I love it.
And so you came alive in the audience. Yeah.
I did.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a lot of people who are listening today that probably can really relate to what you're saying because I can remember as a little girl, I have always liked speaking, and I can remember holding up all of my makeshift microphones from the ink pens to a hammer to whatever I could use to hold as a microphone. I can remember doing it and just creating my own audience. And, of course, whenever I could have an audience, I did. And I remember I may have made C's in math, but I can remember in speech I always got A's because I love to talk. And so I can identify. Maybe some of you listening out there also have forgot about what passion you had when you were a little girl growing up, and perhaps today's talk with Joanne will remind you that there's something that you probably did when you were little that's dying to get out as an adult. Joanne, did you have anyone as you became a teenager and grew into your early adult life, did you have anyone who became an inspiration to you for singing?
Well, you know, it was something that was inside, Trina, like what you said about you holding the pen. For me, it was my brush in the mirror, always singing into that brush. And I've always had an ear for music, and I could remember lyrics and, you know, at a very young age. And I spent a lot of time just singing. And so when I went to school, of course, there were choirs and the drama club, and all of those things were the things that that I was interested in. And so, you know, my teachers saw it and motivated me to continue. They used me to do a lot of leads. And then it was a man that had a son at my school, and he decided to put together this band of teenagers and had us learn all of these jazz standards that none of us liked because we wanted to be listening to Funkadelics and Parliament. You know, but he had us learn all of these jazz songs, and he put a band together, and we started working from there. So I guess Willie Black would probably be my inspiration. He was a singer, but he never performed, but he definitely had an ear. I think if he was still alive today, he could possibly be one of the greatest producers around now. But I guess he was more of my inspiration because he knew what it took and he trained us and pointed us in the right direction.
Now, you know, all this month we've been talking about, and you and I have discussed it, we've been talking about daring to dream, you know, really, really following your dreams and doing what it is that you want to do in life. Would you consider yourself spunky? Would you consider yourself a daredevil?
You know, I don't know that I would consider myself a daredevil per se, but I know what I want. And if you ask me what my definition of passion is, it's that thing you would do for free, just so we can do it. And so because of that, you know, that gives me the drive to kind of feel that thing that's inside of you that you know you want to do something else or you know that there's this thing that you love. And so now I guess I could be considered a daredevil in the sense that I would dare to take a chance and go and get what I want.
Now, have there been times, Joanne, that you have procrastinated on pursuing your dream of singing? I mean, you just kind of... you knew you had the gift, but you allowed it to take back seat, even though inside of you, you knew that you really needed to get it out. You needed to bring it back up front.
Yes, yeah, they have been. And I've always sang, but I always sang with other bands. So I would have someone else telling me what to do, what to sing, where to be, what to wear. And so, you know, even though I knew inside I needed to go ahead and start my own thing so I could do the music of my choice and go where I wanted to go, I was just afraid. You know, I was afraid to take the chance. I thought it was going to take too much work. I just didn't seem like I had the energy. And then I realized one day, you know, I had taken a Franklin Covey course many years ago for my day job. The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And one of the things there was start with the end in mind. And so what I realized about me starting my own group was that I didn't see it. I didn't look out into the future. I didn't see what could happen. I didn't look for the possibility of it being successful. And so once I started applying what I learned with that Franklin Covey course into my personal life, then things started to turn around because it sounds like a no-brainer that you have this knowledge, you have this skill, you'll apply it in your personal life too. But for some reason, I kept those skills right here in my 9-to-5. And until I started applying them into my personal life, into my own passion and my own dreams, I didn't see how I could make it happen. So, yeah, I procrastinated. I talked about it. I did a lot of talking, but actually took no actions. Definitely
going to
come.
Well, thank you for sharing that. You know, Joanne, I once had a young woman to tell me, you know, she worked a full-time corporate job, and she had just shared with me that she was working like 12 and 14-hour days, and she had such talent in project management, and I mentioned to her, I said, well, why don't you consider becoming a consultant? And this is what she said. She said, Trina, She says, I couldn't do that. She says, it's too much work, and I don't think I could ever start my business. I just don't feel that I have the knowledge or the talent to do that. Now, this is someone who was a high-level project manager for a top-level corporation that didn't even see that she had the ability to do that. And don't you think that that's what happens with a lot of women in the corporate world today, that we're out there helping the corporations make their millions, and it's some of our talent that's contributing to that, but we don't see that it can help us?
Exactly. I mean, I totally agree with that statement because I know for a fact that that's what happened with me. You know, mm-hmm. I every night before I leave my job, I make a list of the things I need to do or accomplish the next day. But did mm-hmm. I do that in my personal life? I did not. And I don't mm-hmm. know why I kept it right here on this desk. But now anyone that knows me would tell you, wait a minute, let me write that down. Partly because I'm getting mm-hmm. old, you know, can't remember. Mm-hmm. But it, one of the things in Franklin Covey is that when you write things down, you free up your mm-hmm. brain space. So you don't mm-hmm. have to keep remembering it. You know, you free it up. And so why was I remembering everything I needed to do for my company by writing it down, but not writing down for me that I need to go listen to this band, I need to go talk to this club owner, I need, you know, whatever it may have been.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so once I start creating those lists in my personal life and for my passion, I started to see results because I had things I could check off, you know, because that releases endorphins in your brain. So you get a sense of accomplishment from being able to mark those things off. But I do believe that's true. And we have to know that if somebody is paying you to do that job, then mm-hmm. you know how to do it.
Absolutely.
Apply it to yourself.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to Joanne Smith, an accomplished jazz R&B singer who's sharing her passion of singing and how she got to where she is today. This is Trina Moody with Successful Woman Radio, and I just want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Joanne, you mentioned a really good book that I love also, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and you mentioned something, start with the end in mind, and I hope that our listening audience who is taking good notes, I know they are, wrote that down because that is such good advice to start with the end in mind and knowing what it is that you really want to experience, because sometimes we're so worried about the road that we forget about the destination to where we're trying to go, the actual place. So,
mm-hmm.
so we do need to do that. I want to talk a little bit about something that I found fascinating. I understand that you still have a full-time job. Please share your experience with that and what helps you to effectively run your business.
Well, yes, I do have a full-time job. I'm an executive assistant, and I support a senior leader at my company, which is a very major company. So the job is very demanding. It's very busy, you know, and it requires a lot of attention mm-hmm. and time, you know. But the good thing for me, for my particular passion, is that most of my things happen at night. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about it is that because I own my own business, I get to set my own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I can very easily make sure that those things don't conflict with my support right now, because my day job is what is taking care of my home and, you know, and my family. I have two little grandkids that grow, you know, every day. It's not even weekly
mm-hmm.
anymore. And I just can't go in the store without finding myself buying something for them. But I do have my job, and I have to live. And my music is my passion. It's also something that I have to do to keep living. And so it kind of balances my life out really well, because I get to come here and learn a lot of skills that I actually use in my passion. Like I said, if someone
mm-hmm.
is paying you to do a job, you're already doing it and doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
So I learn a lot in my regular job that I can apply now that I have put it to the front of my mind to use the skills that I use in my day job, also in my personal life. You know, so I learn a lot here that I I'm able to kind of transform over. So I set my own schedule mostly at night, and if I need to do something during the daytime, I have plenty of vacation or time or whatever I need to do. So it's never a conflict. And as a matter of fact, Trina, most of the people in my audience are my coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I have excellent support from here.
Yeah. And that's wonderful, and that's the thing that I think that all women who are still working a part-time or full-time job need to realize is that, you know, while you're still working that job, you can still develop those relationships, and you can still figure out a strategy, and some of those people very well may become your customers or your clients. Of course, it's all about strategy because every job environment is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you, for those of our listeners who have small children, because I know at some point when you were singing early on in your career, you had small children.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give a piece of advice to those moms who, you know, are trying to do it all? Maybe they're single parents or, you know, they have a full-time job, but they still want to pursue that passion and dare to dream. What would you recommend to them with small children still, you know, at school age level?
Yeah, I would say, you know, networking is just such a major tool. Like you already mentioned about my meeting you through Donna Satchel. I met Donna through another networking event where she was speaking, and I was just so inspired by her listening to her speak. I was like, I want to know this woman. And I gave her a flyer and invited her to one of my gigs, and who knew?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because of her, so many things have changed in my life, and I mean, I'm actually in a book. I can't believe it. Everything just got better from there. So I would say, you know, get with your friends. If you have people and family, friends and family, people that love you and that want to see you succeed, because one of my processes of elimination is prayer to my Heavenly Father to remove people from my life that do not have my best interest at heart.
Amen. Yeah.
And he has never, ever failed me in doing that all by himself. I don't have any names. I don't have anybody that I think, oh, yeah, she needs to go, you know, or he needs to go. I just say the prayer and watch him work. And because I try to keep the energy around me positive, I have people that care about me. I actually have friends that said to me, girl, bring that baby over here and go ahead. You better go work that show. You better go do that, you know, and without me even having to ask. So, you know, I mentioned prayer. The best thing to do is when you go into this adventure or whatever it is that you're trying to do, because my initial prayer was, if this is something that you are okay with me doing, then please bless my effort.
Yes.
And if nothing works out for me, then I know you don't want me doing this, and I'll leave it alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so he blessed my effort. So, and that included being able to have child care. And when my daughter was small, which my daughter's going to be 28 this coming November, but when she was small, sometimes I had her with me at the gig.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I used to put her, if I had a gig that kind of ran into the night, which wouldn't be a late night, but if I had something, say, that went till 9 o'clock when her bedtime was 8, I'd make a pallet for her. I'd have all my stuff. I'd make a pallet for her, and I would put cotton balls in her ear and put her on a pillow with cover so that the sound is muted, and she would sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'd carry her to the car after the show. I mean, I'm a firm believer in there's more than one way to skin a cat. So if you really have a passion about something that you want to do, you will find a way to make it work.
Yeah, and you know, that is key, what you just said, that last statement. And that is something, Joanne, that I try to get through to our listeners as we talk about believing in yourself. I talk about something that I call unshakable faith. And just for those of you that are new to the show, unshakable faith I define as a belief so deeply rooted in yourself that it causes you to take swift and immediate action. In other words, you're going to push through. It's not like you're going to keep talking about it, but it compels you to take action. And that's just what Joanne is talking about. She believes that you have to do what you have to do. And so I want to encourage our listening audience that, listen, if you're believing in yourself, You need to prove it by taking immediate and swift action. Don't talk all of your life about what you love and what you have a passion for and then take no action to it. And don't forget, like Joanne said, there are people that love you. And if you don't feel that you can go to those type of people, then there are coaches, consultants, and all of you who are listening to the show know that I'm here. So let's make it happen. Joanne, what skills what business skills do you feel that you need to improve on, that you have had to really strengthen since you have ventured out not just with another singing group but on your own?
Well, you know, I mentioned networking already, which mm-hmm. is something that is so huge, and that is something that I even use here in my company. When I was mm-hmm. interested in moving into another job, I couldn't understand why I wasn't moving, and I was like, hey, wait
mm-hmm.
a minute. Have I told anybody
mm-hmm.
I want to move?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and when I started talking about it, I started getting interviews for different, they would call me and say, hey, did you see this posting? You know, so it's the same thing about networking for me and my passion. I see people, I walk the halls and people say, I was at this restaurant. Your band would be great there. You have to call. I got the manager's name, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they would bring me business cards. So don't ever forget to network, because if you don't tell people about what it is you want to do, don't blame
mm-hmm.
anybody for them not helping you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to talk mm-hmm. to people in order for them to know. And so that was
exactly.
one of the skills that I had to improve on and use. I had it. I just, you know, I just used it at work. Again, I needed
mm-hmm.
to apply that in my personal life. And negotiation, too, because now I'm a band leader. I'm hiring the best musicians in the city. So this
mm-hmm.
is going to require a lot of club owners and restaurant owners to pay more than they normally pay. But I refuse not to take full advantage of the opportunity to put my best foot forward each time. So
mm-hmm.
I can't, you know, slim back on my musicians. I got to be able to work in places that will pay me what I need to earn in order to pay them. So I had to learn my negotiation skills. And I also had to learn how to say no, because sometimes that didn't work. Sometimes they wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get, you know, I always thought in the beginning, oh, but if I say no, then we're not going to work. I'm biting my nails. But sometimes
mm-hmm.
it just worked out to just walk away from it, because it would have cost too much stress at the end of the day. I would have had to come out of my wallet to pay the musicians, because I'm still going to have those same great musicians. And
yes,
somebody got to
yes.
pay them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that means I would have to make up the difference if I didn't have the nerve to step away. And there has
yes.
never been an opportunity where I did step away or something else didn't replace it that was right in line. You're just walking
absolutely.
By faith. You know, so.
You know, I'm listening to you, Joanne, and I just know we've got to have you back on the show again before the interview even ends, because this is good stuff, real, really good stuff. What advice do you have for other women who are procrastinating or have a fear of pursuing their dreams? And as you know, Joanne, that's a big thing with women, fear and procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
But what advice can you give to them?
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier about the Franklin Covey habit of seeing,
mm-hmm.
you know, starting with the end in mind. You know, some
mm-hmm.
people fear to see it, believe it, achieve it. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
that all of those things mean the same thing. So when
mm-hmm.
I am getting ready to start any venture that kind of, you know, put the nerves in my stomach or
mm-hmm.
I'm doubting, I ask myself this question, and I tell it to my daughter, and I say it to people all the time. All my friends can tell you, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Mm-hmm.
Ask, what's the worst thing that could happen? And if they say, well, they could say no. Okay, is that going to kill you? You know,
mm-hmm.
so I start right there with what's the worst thing that could happen if I go after
mm-hmm.
this? If it's something that I'm willing to pay the price for, if it's going to be that they say no, I can handle
mm-hmm.
no.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to go ask somebody else until I get a yes. That's just kind
exactly.
of my nature, you know. And my favorite quote, I put it on everything, which is nothing beats failure but failure to try. You know, so
mm-hmm.
if you never try to go after your passion, you will leave this earth wondering
mm-hmm.
what would have happened if I would have. Would have, could have,
mm-hmm.
should have, whatever. That's not
mm-hmm.
for a person that has a passion that they're trying to live. Those are not words that you, if only I would have, I should have. You know, you don't, those words don't belong in your vocabulary. You have to say, I'm going to, I need to, I will. You know, so just try it, because what is the worst thing that can happen?
If you start right there,
then you know if you're willing to pay the price or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I can tell you that I remember my very first show as the Joanne Smith Experience. One of my friends went shopping with me. I was looking for this dress, and she was saying, well, what do you need? What are you looking for? And I was saying, it has to be this, and I want it to be this, and I want it to be that. And I was saying so many words. She was staring at me. I said, I need to know how to sew, don't I? You know, and we just kind of laughed about it. But when I saw that dress, I said, this is it. And when she looked at it, she said, it's all of those things that you said. And getting on that stage for that very first time as the Joanne Smith Experience was worth everything I had gone through. Every second of it. Even if I would have never, ever played again, that night was worth it. Because I did something that I was afraid to do, and that the worst thing that could happen would be nobody show up, or people don't like it, or I forget the words. You know, those were the worst things. You know, and none of those things happened. It was packed. It was standing room only, and the people couldn't wait to have us back.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you just never know how things are going to turn out. So nothing beats failure, but failure to try. Go for it. Just go for it. If you can pay whatever that price is on the worst thing, go do it.
And I love that. Nothing beats failure, but the failure to try. Isn't that the truth? You know, I always ask this question of all women who've been on the show. What does success mean to you?
To me, success is being happy with who you are. Success is knowing that you have the nerve to live your life and live in color. I mean, it's just, you know, to me, it's just being, because when you have that sense about yourself of, you know, knowing who you are, being happy with yourself, knowing that you are full throttle ahead in living, you know, it attracts a certain type of person, you know, and all of that energy together is just something really wonderful. You know, it's just, I'm getting chill bumps even thinking about it, because that's what success is to me, is when I know I have given my best. I know that I put my best effort. I know that I tried. And to someone, they may think that it was a failure. But I believe people that try and lose win a whole lot more than people that never try. So that's how I kind of also live by that philosophy. You know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That I'm just listening intently at what you're saying. And I just want you to know that I can feel the freedom of your passion. I can feel that it's a no bars held kind of thing with you, that you have allowed yourself to have the freedom to explore and fully experience your own passion. And that's, I can feel that, and that's a beautiful thing.
It is. It's a wonderful thing. And for anybody that's listening in your audience, I'm telling you, just take the chance. I mean, just try it. If it's not going to cost you anything that you're not willing to pay, what's the worst thing that could happen? If you can answer that question and be comfortable with the worst thing that could happen, just try it. Or you'll never know. You will never know. No one can guarantee you anything. No one can guarantee you anything. I mean, here you are, Trina, with your show, and you said you always wanted to speak. If you would have never tried to do this, would you really have been on this long? You know, I would have never met you. I would have never had an opportunity to reach out and touch all of these people that you know.
Exactly.
You know, it's only, six or seven degrees of separation between all of us?
Yeah.
You can get a step closer to all those
much
people
power.
That you know.
So there's much power in pursuing your passion. So many doors are opened up that you don't even know about.
Exactly. It has been wonderful.
Well, I'm excited, Joanne, and I'm hoping whenever your next show is, I'm hoping that me and a bunch of other Women About Biz members are going to be in your listening audience, and we are going to be all together having a great time, and that you'll give us a shout out. I'm going to definitely let you know that we're all there so you can give us a shout out.
I will definitely do it.
Wonderful.
I do have a date for you, though, if I have a second to tell you. My next public event, because I do a lot of private things too, but my next public event is going to be on Saturday, May 11th.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 7 to 10, and it's at Masani Gourmet Southern Cuisine at 915 Cobb Parkway in Marietta, Georgia.
915 Cobb Parkway. Wonderful. And give everyone your website, because I know you'll have it on there.
Yeah, it's on my website, on my Facebook page, and yeah, mm-hmm. And I will
and
be handing out flyers. I might see you in a store, not even know it, but I'll give you a flyer though.
Okay, and your website. Go ahead and tell us your website, Joanne.
Yes, and of course it's www.thejoannesmithexperience.com. That's Joanne with an E, Joanne SmithExperience.com. And for some of your listeners, too, I'd like to let you know who's playing with me that night, because some of you may know some of these musicians. I'm going to have Mr. O.J. Harper, who is a Grammy Award-winning piano player, lives here in Atlanta. His name is O.J. Harper. And I'll have Mr. Ron Jackson on bass and Mr. Charles Marvray on drums. We intend to tickle your eardrums and let you dance a little bit and laugh a little bit and just have a good time.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Well, we've almost come to the end of the interview, and again, I just want to thank you so much for sharing your words of encouragement and sharing with us your passion. And at this time, I ask that you share three wisdom tips for the women who haven't pursued their dream yet, but they want to, and you can leave us with those tips, and we'll definitely hold them dear to our hearts.
Okay. Well, I would say, you know, the first thing, of course, is that you have to believe in yourself. First, you
mm-hmm.
have to believe that you don't have that thing inside of you that is just bugging you and nagging at you for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe that everybody has that, because some people don't. So if you have something that's kind of in your crawl that's just, I want to do that. Oh, I love doing that. Oh, I wish I could do that. If there's anything you've always wanted, finish that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Finish it. And then believe in yourself and try it. I always start with that question, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard you mention earlier in your previous part, you were talking about starting now. What are you waiting
mm-hmm.
for? I mean,
yeah.
what are you waiting for? If you sit around, you mentioned about, I took a note about the opportune time. If you wait
mm-hmm.
for the opportune time, it will never happen. Because
mm-hmm.
how long have you had that feeling in your stomach that you wanted
yes.
to do this, and what has happened about it? Don't expect anybody to give it to you.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yeah.
not usually how that happens. It's
mm-hmm.
very rare that it happens that way, if ever. So just go ahead and start now, today, after you get done
mm-hmm.
listening to this call, write down what it is you think is your passion. And think
mm-hmm.
about it as that thing you would do for free if just
mm-hmm.
to do it. That's your passion.
Mm-hmm.
So write
mm-hmm.
that down, and then write down what you would need to do that.
Okay.
And at a very minimum, once a week, do something towards
mm-hmm.
that goal. And then
mm-hmm.
my last thing would be, you know, of course, we're in hard times financially here. Everybody is stretched for money, but if you can afford it, and if it requires any type of monetary investment in yourself, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. It's like your company pays you to do your job. Pay yourself to do your passion.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. You know, and plus it's tax deductible if you start a business. So,
yeah.
So, you
Absolutely.
Know, invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Invest emotionally, invest financially, you know, physically. Just get busy. I had a friend
mm-hmm.
who used to say, being busy is good. And I said,
mm-hmm.
no, she said, being busy is good. Well, you know what? It's true. Being busy is good.
Wonderful.
You know, you don't
Wonderful.
Want to have all that idle time. So just get started. Do it today. Start today. Take a
mm-hmm.
step today. Do something
Absolutely.
Today for that passion. And watch it grow.
Wow, what wisdom, what wisdom you have just shared. And I'm just going to quickly repeat the three wisdom tips. Number one was believe in yourself. And like Joanne says, you know, ask yourself the question, what's the worst thing that could happen? Number two, start now. Joanne has recommended that after the show today that you go ahead and get your pen and paper out and start writing down what is it that you want to do. Number three, she says, if it requires a monetary investment, do it. And I love what she said. She said, pay yourself to pursue your passion. You know, if your job can pay you for your talent, pay yourself to pursue your passion. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Joanne, will you come back again? Because, you know as I learn more about you and hear your beautiful song, and I know that I'm going to want to have you back on the show. So I'm going to just ask you, put you on the spot now, and ask you to come back.
I would love to, Trina. This is really energizing. I think my boss probably won't know what happened to me because my eyes are kind of shiny, I think, right now. I'm all fired up. So, yeah, sure, I'd love to. I mean, I believe everything that I said. I mean, I believe it with my whole heart, and anybody that knows me will tell you that I live my life like that. I mean,
wow.
You know, that's just how I live. I believe that people can do whatever they want. You have the capacity to do it. So, you know, just try.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And we look forward to hearing your beautiful song, and I look forward to connecting. You take care.
Okay, you too, Trina. Thank you again for having me. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Well, that was Joanne Smith, everybody. She is an accomplished jazz R&B singer, blues singer, and you can learn more about Joanne by visiting her website at the Joanne SmithExperience.com. Again, that's the, T-H-E, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Experience Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Experience.com. And learn more about her and where she'll be at her next event. I do believe she says that her next event is Saturday, May 11th, so you can go and learn about that. And, you know, again, she just gave some great words of wisdom. Hopefully we'll have that up on the show notes for you a little bit later on, either today or tomorrow. Well, we only have a few minutes left in the show, but don't hang up your phones yet because I still have some good information for you. I want to move right into quickly some happenings at Women About Biz. Again, for those of you that did not participate in our Power Follow-Up class on last Wednesday and you wanted to, we are having another evening class coming up on Thursday, May 9th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, I just thoroughly enjoyed teaching this class. As a matter of fact, I wrote about a 20-page e-report that each class participant gets. And in this class, you're going to learn how to develop a follow-up system, how to automate your follow-up using online tools, how to implement your follow-up system, hold yourself accountable, measure follow-up results, and most of all, how to apply for system follow-up without being pushy. So again, make sure you check that teleclass out. And I've got another very, very powerful teleclass that I just know you're all going to want to register for. It's called How to Focus on Making Money, coming up on Wednesday, May 15th at 12 noon. Again, that's Wednesday, May 15th at 12 noon. Are you generating the income that you would like? Do you feel like you're spinning the wheels and wasting your time with certain business opportunities? How about are you interested in truly learning how to better focus on what makes you money? Well, then I want you to join me, and I'm going to share with you ways to zone in and gain clarity on your money streams. In this exciting teleclass, I'm going to share with you the five mistakes women make in choosing a business opportunity, the mindset you need to see right now money, getting the you out of the way. It's all about the lifestyle you want, And I'm going to talk to you about working smarter, not harder, because all of us are working way too hard for the money. We need to really learn some new and fantastic tools that are being used in the Internet today. And then I'm going to talk about this new society of wealthy individuals called the New Rich. You're going to learn about the New Rich. Again, that's Wednesday, May 15th at 12 noon. You can register for these teleclasses by visiting our main site, womenaboutbiz.com. That's B-I-Z as in zebra. .com, and go and click on events, and from there you can register for the teleclasses. We didn't get a chance to really talk about truth about fear and procrastination, but we will definitely hit on that subject coming up on the 29th. Now, on the 22nd, we will not be having a show, but I want you guys to do something for me. I want you to make sure that you go to Successful Woman Radio and sign up in the right-hand column to receive our e-announcements, because I'm going to send a special audio pre-recorded show link to you that you will be able to listen at. And again, next Monday, April 22nd, I will not be giving a show that Monday. However, make sure you mark your calendar for Monday, April 29th. We'll be back and we'll be talking about Daring to Dream Steal with a very wonderful guest, Whitney Johnson, author of the best-selling book Dare, Dream, Do, Remarkable Things Happen When You Dare to Dream. So make sure you mark your calendar for that. And I'd like to just leave you with our affirmation this week, which is the same that we did last week. It says, "No one else has my success DNA, for it was given to me at birth. Therefore, I will put aside all fears, all procrastination, and all naysayers and take swift and immediate action on my dreams and my goals. Again, no one else has my success DNA, for it was given to me at birth. Therefore, I will put aside all fears, all procrastination, and all naysayers and take swift and immediate action on my dreams and my goals." Make sure you mark your calendars for Monday, April 29th for the next show. And until then, have much peace, much abundance, and much success. Thank you again to our featured guest, Joanne Smith, and we'll see you on the next show. Take care, everybody.